Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with a Faith and Freedom Show and all the F's. It's a good thing it's not Friday. And I'm David Allen Carmichael. We're going to talk about the issues of the day. We had a good talk with Brad Bardenhill, who called for another reason, but engaged me a little bit with Afghanistan. I would love it when I grow up and we get rich and wealthy and everything, and we have nothing to do but sit around and talk on the radio. Someday, Brad and I will meet halfway across the country in some hot spring someplace, and sit back and do several shows, dialoguing and having all this to our heart's content. But today, I've asked Brad Bardenhill to come here. You've probably, possibly even seen him or his wife in the national news and national television, because they kind of take things on. They're kind of audacious, I think, in the best sort of way. And so right now, there was an incident in the past where Brad's wife was accosted by some TSA folks, Transportation Safety Administration. And so Brad's going to tell us the background of it. We're going to see what's going on. It's extremely intriguing. It ought to be in the national news, but right now it looks like it's under the radar. But you are getting it here thanks to Brother Brad and this Liberty Works radio network. So Brad, tell our audience a little bit about the background of the story that brought this whole issue to bear here.
Well, I got it all documented at my blog. If folks want to go personalodyssey.blogspot.com, and that's where I keep track of this stuff. And there's a reference there to an earlier blog that I kept over in Yahoo Group. So if you want to step up and take a look, that's where you go, personalodyssey.blogspot.com. And this case originated when my wife was arrested at the airport several years ago. She was standing up against a wall waiting for her mom to get screened. Her mom had a tussle with the TSA because she's got a replacement knee, and so she sets off the metal detector every time, and my mom just got sick of it. And, you know, she didn't really blow up at them, but she told them that she wanted them to treat her with some respect, and they refused to.
And wasn't another thing, wasn't there a search she asked a certain orientation?
Well,
We won't go there.
I don't want to go into that. But okay. What happened is my wife is over there standing against a wall waiting for her mom to go through a secondary screening to get into the sterile area on their flight. And she gets surrounded by police officers. They demand to see identification. In Michigan, they've got no right to see any identification.
And this was all because...
Blow them off, and she ended up getting arrested and assaulted and battered by the police officers. Later on, when she went to court over this on the charge of disturbing a public meeting, the prosecutor screamed at her, threw her fist down on the table, came across the conference table at her, and told the bailiff to go put her in a holding cell. And so... my wife jumps up, comes out of there, and that case eventually got dismissed. The prosecutor dismissed it because she realized we had a videotape of the incident at the airport, and it showed that that my wife was disturbing no one and had assaulted no police officer, which is another charge that she threw in after there. And so we had a civil rights suit against... four law enforcement officers, six TSA agents, the Transportation Security Administration, the Metro Airport Authority in Detroit, and then the county prosecutor herself.
Okay, I'm going to hold in. We're going to summarize, just let people know what you're listening to. Obviously, the Eagle 104.3 FM, and we're talking to Brad Bardenhill, whose wife right now is in a courtroom. He'll be telling us about that. And so she was basically being mild-mannered, standing by while it was your mother, I guess, who was being kind of harassed because of setting off the detection equipment because of her post-knee surgery issues. And so I guess what happened was that your wife being there and having affiliation with your mother, who was not really enjoying what was done to her, she came under their scrutiny and they began to basically abuse their power without authority.
Right.
And then ultimately... as they were violating your wife's rights, of course, what they do is they charge her with crimes that she did not commit. And of course, most courts will just do whatever the executive agent prosecutor would claim, you know, is being done. And they normally just kind of, it's a rubber stamp thing. But in this case, they just messed with the wrong person. And as you summarized, your wife is essentially taking to task everybody who violated the law. And it happened to be a lot of people.
Well, that's one thing that we usually do, is if there's any kind of an arrest or incident with law enforcement officer, the first thing, and they always make mistakes, every single time, without exception. Whenever I've seen anyone be involved with law enforcement's always made a mistake. There's always a cause of action against them for illegal search or unlawful detention or whatever. So we immediately file a civil rights complaint.
Hey, before you go, Brad, I hate to interrupt you because you're doing great. I do want to remind people, I am not anti-government. I am extremely pro-government. Brad is extremely pro-government. I will just tell you my perspective, though. What I'm seeing is our society decays. Evil men, the Bible says, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand also. What happens is you have people who really get in a situation where they're supposed to be ministers of God for our good, a legitimate creation that God uses to keep order in society. But when we forsake a perspective of understanding where law comes from and where our boundaries are, and that we are literally, as let's say I'm a government agent, I'm accountable to God first. And because I'm accountable to God, I uphold and basically carry out law. And when I do that, what I do is going to be right. And I hold myself because I have enough faith to abide by the law. And even I don't have to worry about, oh, this crook's going to get away with it if I obey the rules. No, you realize there's somebody big in charge who was able to create the universe. It's all going to be done rightly and appropriately and justly if we will submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee from us. And I'm telling you, if we will do what is right, we're going to see justice. We're going to see fairness. We're going to have order society. And you know what? Things will get better, not worse. So that I had to do that caveat now. So,
all right. Well, then let me say the same thing from my perspective. From my perspective, here we have public officials. And everyone should know that every public official, before he can take an office, has to take an oath to protect and defend not only the Constitution of the United States, but of the state for which he's an officer. And when they forsake that oath, that's perjury. That's false swearing. They just committed a mortal sin. Not only that, but they have violated my rights that have been secured by those constitutions. And nobody's going to take them to task but me.
And you know what they're doing? When they do that, they are violating ultimately and truly the law of God.
So I agree with that. And and the situation that we have today, you know, I'm not saying that every person who's in government is evil. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there are many people who are in government that are minions of the beast. And you know, I don't want to sound like a nut, but we're coming into an end time here, and that's what's been foretold, is that the minions of the beast will inhabit the offices of government. And so it's up to us, it's up to you and me, to enforce our rights, because they're not going to observe them. You know, they know that we have right to be secure in our person and property. They know we have a right to be free from excessive force and unlawful arrest. They know that we have those rights, and they don't care. Okay? And so when you complain to their people, I mean, one of the things we always do is we file a grievance with the administrative agency that oversees the police department. They always blow it off. All right, well, we want to get that investigation from the inside over first, and then we go to federal court and we sue for civil rights violations. And now here we are at the day of reckoning, where my wife is at trial without an attorney, doing all of the work herself, laying all of the groundwork, deposing all of the witnesses, figuring out what has to be proven, and how to keep them from lying to the jury. And I'm very anxious because the trial started this morning.
And you're back at home, taking
care
of your family.
I'm back at home because I can't afford to travel with her.
Okay.
You know, so she's out there with her mom, and they were in court this morning at, you know, dark 30, after she was up with me until maybe 2 in the morning her time. So I don't know how much sleep she got. And she always gets really anxious before she has to go to court.
Oh, yeah. There's an adrenaline thing that kicks in.
You know, no matter how many times you go to court, you're still really anxious when you get there.
Yeah, you watch lawyers who go there all the time, and they shake while they talk.
And my wife's a veteran. Yeah. I mean, if you go and look at our record, we've had some impressive wins. And it's because the Lord's looking out for us. And because we've got the sword of righteousness.
Now, folks, there's one thing. You're listening to Brad Barnhill. You're listening also to Eagle 104.3 FM. He's got personal odyssey at blogspot.com, where you can find out more about what he's been doing over the years. And what happened is the government guys who are out there supposed to serve, abiding by the law and enforcing the law, of course. And if they do that, everything's fine because you got law-abiding people. And you had a law-abiding, Brad's wife was a law-abiding lady. And what happened is she wasn't conforming to what they thought the norm should be. And so they began to come against her. Now, what's interesting is you think, oh, she's just a heckler. She's just rebellious. No, you've got people who are making false criminal charges against a woman because she had the audacity to hold them to task to their job. And that's... Oh, absolutely. And so what happens is she's got the audacity to do that which is right. And that takes a lot of faith. And most people don't have that. Most people are not willing to suffer the consequence to uphold that which is right. And she and Brad obviously got a good partnership going there. She stood for what is right, and now she's carrying the burden on her shoulders to hold people accountable to law. And the reason why, folks, if they're not held accountable to the law, it will only get worse. And then the average person...
And then they'll do it to you and yours.
And the people that don't know how to protect themselves... Those who are weaker members of our society benefit from those who have are the chutzpah and the faith and the strength to do those things that are right, to uphold the law and hold people accountable to the law, especially government agents who have power, so that the weaker member of our society will be protected. What do you think?
Well, that's the way it should be. I mean, ideally, we should have agents within the government itself that see that these people are supposed to be government agencies, government agents, and they're supposed to be observing their oath to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies. Their bosses have to protect the transgressors, or they think that there's, you know, it will become unlawful. We're already lawful, okay? We're talking about pro-government extremists who believe that because they have the power, you have to kowtow to their every whim. And that's just not the way it should be. We had a decision in the Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit today that said that the administration can detain a United States citizen indefinitely without charging him.
And that's with the...
That's the Padilla case.
Right.
So where's habeas corpus? Where is our right to confront our accuser? Where is our right to a speedy trial? They are saying that they're doing this because of war powers in a situation where there is no declared war. They are usurping their authority, and the judges are letting them.
And it's because of pragmatic, oh, we've got to do this for security. Well, they don't realize, we got to take a break here, folks, but they don't realize that that's not where our freedom's going to come from. That's not where our security's going to come from. It's actually going to set us up for a fall. It's, if you got to connect the dots through history, folks. It's coming our way unless we're willing to do that which is right now and willing to stand for the sake of our posterity. We can just kiss it all goodbye. Keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. We shall return here with Liberty Works Radio Network. Again, you can check us out online when you pull in your driveway, faithfreedoms.org.